Today's episode is about an actually good study of nature sounds for fibromyalgia. Seriously, this is a good study. There aren't even any major asterisks on that. Gungurmish and Paris Marmol did a fine job. And fun fact, Gungurmish literally means has seen days, a Turkish idiom for weathered or experienced. So the lead author on this is named He Who Has Seen Some Things, which is so fun. Anyway, on with the science show. Nature sounds are good for pain is one of those ideas that many people just want to believe, and to hell with the evidence. If a study seems to back it up, no matter how superficially, they will claim the win. If it doesn't, well, then must be a bad study. But this actually good study does not support prescriptions of birdsong and gurgling fountains for fibromyalgia. That is, unexplained chronic widespread pain. In fact, it shows natural sounds were not only no better than silence, but actually trivially worse. And so the useful lesson isn't that nature helps, but that noise-canceling headphones playing nothing should work just as well as any nature sounds app, because the active ingredient is masking irritating noise, not nature. And that flips it politically and philosophically, too. It highlights the burden of noise pollution as a public health problem, rather than more clutter on your wellness to-do list. Now, I said there weren't any major asterisks on that, but there is one minor asterisk. These authors do not particularly push the nature cure story, and I am grateful for that. But they don't discourage it either. Their abstract fully ignores the natural versus placebo null that they found, and their conclusions are vaguely optimistic about, quote, the potential for environmental interventions to improve the lives of individuals living with chronic pain. That spin is mild as these things go, but it does make it awfully easy for others to incorrectly cite this paper to support nature cure claims. I'm Paul Ingram, and this is the PainSci Updates podcast, which keeps PainSci members up to date on the science of physical medicine, aka the kind of stuff that mostly physical therapists help people with, but also massage therapists, my old job, and chiropractors, and osteopaths, and orthopedic surgeons, and rheumatologists, and neurologists, and physiatrists, and a long tail of other kinds of professionals who deal with more specific problems. Most listeners of this podcast are somewhere on that list of professionals, but there are plenty of ordinary people too, not necessarily even patients with unusual problems they're trying to solve. It's often just the onslaught of body problems that come with aging. For instance, today I heard from a longtime member, not a healthcare professional, who thanked me for the one about semaglutides and arthritis pain. He reports that his knee pains have all but gone away. That's what I like to hear. This episode has some minor but genuinely useful information for people with chronic widespread pain, as well as the professionals who try to help them. So urban sounds hurt, apparently. We shouldn't emphasize the result here that nature sounds were trivially worse than silence, because that's probably just noise, not a signal. But you know Team Pseudoscience would call that noise a signal if it was noise that favored their outcome. They would call it possibly marginally significant, or hundreds of other examples of trying to polish a turd. If we use the pseudoscience playbook to exaggerate this bad news, we might say that nature sounds were trending to approach harm. At any rate, nature sounds certainly weren't better than silence. But guess what is a modest but measurable problem? You don't have to guess. I've already told you. Urban sounds. Harleys farting in the distance. Bottle scavengers rooting through bins. The thump, thump, thump of car stereos that could be weaponized. One of my pet peeves in the urban soundscape lately is the reverse sound that Teslas make. It's not particularly loud, but it's louder than you'd think, and it drives me nuts, and I hear it about 1,000 times a day in this neighborhood. Gungurmush and Paris Marmol exposed 88 people with fibromyalgia to 4 20-minute listening sessions each. Natural sounds, urban noise, broadband sound, and silence, one per week. The medium effects for pain intensity they report are about urban noise making pain worse, not natural sounds making it better. Any headline should be "City noise pollution may aggravate fibromyalgia," not "Listen to bird song for pain." And we should believe that because the experiment ticks all the good design boxes. Everyone tried every condition in random order. Nobody involved could tell who was getting what. The whole plan was locked in and registered before a single session started, and enough people stuck around to trust a negative result. The correctly read finding may not support the nature cure narratives that people are likely to impose on it, but it is very credible. Urban noise mildly worsens fibromyalgia symptoms in the short term. And what does that mean? Urban noise hurts, but nature sounds don't help. What's even the difference? Well, if you're listening to nature, you're probably not listening to sirens and garbage trucks. It's all about where neutral is. In this experiment, silence, nature, and broadband clustered together, 46 to 49 millimeters on the pain intensity scale. It's millimeters because it's a visual scale. People are pointing at a chart, so they're actually measuring the physical distance between the points being pointed to, while urban was the outlier at 59 millimeters. So silence, nature, and broadband, 46 to 49. Urban, 59. The only deviation from that shared floor towards more pain. Not that it was a huge deviation. The smallest change anyone would notice on a scale like this is roughly 10 to 20 millimeters. So that 10 to 13 millimeter noise bump is right on the edge of clinical relevance, not just statistical. Small, but real, not nothing. Nature helps is just arithmetically unavailable. It is the baseline, along with silence and broadband. The only movement in the whole experiment is urban going in the bad direction. The practical difference is a testable prediction, and it's the real payoff. If the true mechanism is urban hurts, then the active ingredient is removal of an aggravator, and anything that removes it should work equally well. Silence, earplugs, noise-canceling headphones playing nothing, white noise. You don't need nature, you need not urban. And that's what they showed. Broadband and silence match nature. If it was nature helps, if birdsong were an analgesic, it should have beaten silence in earplugs. But it didn't. And so noise-canceling headphones playing nothing should help a fibromyalgia patient as much as playing a nature sounds app, probably for $10 a month or $20. The evidence-informed read is that masking is the active ingredient. That's not a philosophical nicety. That's buying advice. Nature is demoted from expensive, privileged medicine to just not poison. Fixing noise pollution might be more important than selling people nature sounds apps. Nature heals is the strong claim behind attention restoration theory and the whole forest bathing biophilia literature. A forest glade actively restores you to better than baseline. Nature may heal, but this study quietly, pushes back against one key part of that claim. The sound of nature was merely benign, not curative, no better than the sound of silence. An analgesic suppresses pain. Denoxiousing your environment keeps it from getting worse. Same endpoint, different biology. And the study's own mechanistic story backs the second reading. Urban noise as an unpredictable, salience-grabbing, amygdala-engaging, low-level threat signal, which might be amplified in some nervous systems. Nature isn't soothing the fibromyalgic brain. Urban noise is provoking it, and nature just doesn't. The nature cure perspective also isn't as wholesome as it looks. Consider, urban noise hurts. That's a public health and environmental justice claim. It implicates noise pollution as a modifiable, unequally distributed harm and points at structural fixes, zoning, noise ordinances, who has to live next to the freeway. Nature sounds help is a wellness claim. It implicates you and your self-care habits. Even if it works, it's shifting the burden of responsibility away from systemic culprits and onto your shoulders and your pocketbook, because access to nature has a price tag. The wellness framing of this study is more marketable, which is why it'll get citations and headlines. but the environment framing is about a harder and nastier problem that will probably be ignored. Ron Purser argues in his superb book, McMindfulness, that wellness has been corrupted by the man to serve as a well-disguised, quote, technique for social control and self-pacification, distracting us from socioeconomic problems like noise pollution. Breit et al. Make the same point in a physical medicine context, quote, we contend that holistic movements in physiotherapy, despite their progressive appearance, serve to control societies and perpetuate state and corporate power. This environmental angle is not all about social issues and politics. It's also science news you can use. You can use it to avoid pointlessly pursuing nature sounds for their medicinal value and to put the focus where it more likely belongs, avoiding, minimizing, and literally canceling noise pollution. As a fibromyalgia patient myself, I've been playing both sides of this equation for years, seeking out nature in the hopes that it will do me some good, and also going to great lengths to minimize noise pollution in my life. Based on this new evidence, I'll now be shifting the emphasis to the latter. Not that I don't still have other great reasons to seek out nature, of course, but it's good to know that blunting noise pollution is probably the active ingredient I should focus on. Good noise-canceling headphones aren't exactly cheap, but the technology has come a long way, and they unambiguously cancel noise that I now know probably is a problem I want to solve, so I can feel better about the investment. I had a strange sound-canceling scare recently. I was walking down a busy street when I felt an intense tremor in my chest. Holy shit, I thought. Heart trouble? Something weirder? It's always something with me. I'm besieged by strange symptoms, so my mind immediately went to that worst-case scenario that is a symptom and maybe a scary one. But a moment later, I realized that it was a motorcycle that I could barely hear because my noise-busting earbuds are that good now. But those potent sound waves were pummeling me hard enough to feel like a symptom without the context of hearing them. So it's not just noise pollution, it's vibration pollution. And that's the episode, which I will conclude with the thing in this experiment that worked as well as nature sounds and cost nothing at all, a little silence.